I'm broken, I am encouraged. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest word assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Continue from where Brother Tokwe stopped. Amen. You know, this year has been tagged the year of greater works. And I told myself and my household that it won't just be what we come to church or that church thing we just do, like there must be a team. And I can tell you that a lot of times we have missed out of God's plan and plans and purposes, times without number, because we just see it as a team, but we don't key in to it to know that this is God's dealing for the moment. Hallelujah. And so last year was a year of what? Great grace and great exploits. Not just one exploit, but what? Exploits. And so this year has been tagged the year of greater works. Then it means that this is the year that we will surpass yesteryears. And if you've been listening closely, I think in the course of last week, Pastor mentioned that all that we did in 2020, despite the fact that there was a pandemic, right? The results surpassed 2019 that the church opened all through the year. And even for you as an individual, let's come down to your... Can you just scan through your life in year 2020? Did you experience exploits? Did you move forward? Some people got a job. Some people married. You know, for some people, at the beginning of last year, January, they'd never even imagined that by December, they'll be married. Hallelujah. But God, in His infinite wisdom, knowledge, made it to happen. Hallelujah. And so, I'm taking off from where He has stopped. The year has been tagged the year of greater works. And I want to disabuse our mind this morning that the greater works we are talking of is not just, like He said, it's not just about miracles. It's not just healings. It's all-encompassing. And, you know, one of the interesting things in that John chapter 14, verse 12, is that the work there is not just singular. It's what? It's what? John 14, can you just give me, please give me John 14, 12? Greater works. Say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me. And so that brings us to the first point for this morning. For you to do greater works in year 2021, you cannot do without the factor of faith. I know it's a word that you are very familiar with. It's a word that is preached every now and then and all that. But if you don't settle that factor of faith, you cannot do greater works. You know, up until now, Pastor has been teaching us about what? Vision. Having a vision, right? Last 2 weeks, you talked about vision, right? So, you see, that vision is the end point that you are seeing from the beginning, isn't it? But can I tell you that if you don't have faith, that end point, that result you are looking at the end point, you will achieve it. If you don't have faith, you won't. It will just be like a mirage. Please, can you hear me play low? Hallelujah. It will just be a what? It will be a mirage. It will just be something that you thought, but it would have happened. We expect that, okay, in 2021, okay, by December, I'll have 7 locations. If you don't believe that your business will have 7 branches, you'll be open in 7 locations, it will just be like a New Year resolution. And by the end of January, you can't even remember. Okay, how many locations did you say again? You are even doubting. You said 20, you said 7, but you can't even remember. 5. Somebody is what? Is doubting already. And, you know, Pastor has said it, like, it won't be a prophecy for the year, but a lot of things will happen. And we can, if you are sensitive, you are in the spirit, you know that things are already happening. Eh? So prepare for more. But despite what will be happening, what the Lord has said, do you believe that it will come to pass? This is January. It's very fresh. Very, very fresh. The desire of God for us as an assembly is that we will do great things. Let me bring that word. Let me break down that word. Is that where you are planted, you will do what? Great things. Your idea, that idea that you've been nursing, you've been brooding on, the Lord will announce it. That is what it means. Hallelujah. But if we, there are certain things that if we don't put in place, at the end of 2021, when you are taking stock, when you are doing evaluation of the whole year, it will just be like, well, I said so-and-so will happen, it didn't happen. I said so-and-so will happen, it didn't happen. So-and-so, okay, this one happened. And you are like, I beg, there's nothing to thank God for. There's nothing to be grateful for. Hallelujah. Okay, so for us to experience greater works, what else must we do? What else? What can make us be effective? Number 2 here is that you must be mentally alert. You must be what? You must be what? Mentally alert. You must know what is happening in that industry. You must know what is happening in that space that the Lord has placed you in. You should not be the last person that gets to know the latest technology in that industry or in that sphere. Hallelujah. Praise God. You shouldn't what? You shouldn't be the last person that gets to know that, oh, there's a new software. There's an upgraded version. Though this new version of software can do this. This is what you can achieve with this. And you are still using the crude old method to achieve. And you are like, you are doing a lot, but the result is minute. If you are not mentally alert, you are not aware, you are not informed of the things that are happening in that industry, greater works will just be a mere talk. Hallelujah. So what does it mean? It means you have to get education. And when I say education, I'm not saying that you should go and register for another BSc, another master's. You see, the era we have now is the era of you can do distance learning. And you, have you realized that data is becoming cheaper and cheaper every day? Yeah. Eh? You remember those days, if you buy, to buy 1 gig... But you can have 10 gig, you can have 40 gig. In fact, this week I had to screen munch one network like that. Because I just saw that, like this one, let me port from SpectraNet to this one. If I do this new subscription, I will be able to, you know, attend this lecture, do this, download this, listen to this, and all of that. So for us to be mentally alert in this year, education. And you know, Pastor has been telling us since the year began, this year, you must have a jotter. You must have a pen. What does that mean? Who do you find with book and pen? Who do you find? Students. You must be a student. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must be what? A student. You can log into YouTube and receive lectures from Stanford. You don't have to pay Stanford. Hallelujah. There are courses that are being offered from Stanford University. In here, in your bedroom, you can log in. If you like, you can even reduce the bandwidth of the data it will be consuming. You know, you can reduce from The peak zeal. 720 and all of that. What that means is that you just want to hear the person. If it's a lecture that you don't really need the visual to read or to see what is happening, you want to just listen. Oh, you are a chef, you cook. Can you innovate? But you know, before you can innovate, you must be informed. Eh? So it means that you must bury yourself in studying about this particular method. It's as good as saying that you have an axe. And what are you doing? You are sharpening it. You are sharpening it. You are sharpening. You are sharpening. You are sharpening. You are sharpening. So that when you take your first strike, by yourself strike, first strike, I'm saying that, oh, somebody is saying, okay, we heard you can do this. Okay, can you come and meet us for a presentation? And you just get there and you are just like, that's the first strike. The first strike is that by the time you are taking the first strike, and they are looking like, where have you been? Wait, how many years experience again? And you're just like, okay, I've been on this for like 3 months. I've been studying this for like 6 months. And they're like, but we've been interviewing people with 5 years work experience, and they've not told us that this can be achieved in this way, that we can use very minute resources to still achieve greater works. Hallelujah. You must be informed. You must be mentally alert. You want to be relevant? You want to do greater works? It comes with a price, though. And you know, Pastor told us yesterday, he said, greater works calls for what? Greater work. Okay, well, you guys were not there. Greater works calls for what? Greater work. The bigger the risk, the bigger the return. Hallelujah. The bigger the what? The risk. The bigger the what? The return. So we are saying, oh, by the end of year 2020, I want to have 20 souls. What environment do you want to go and reach? What do you know about that environment? Let's take, for instance, you are going to Ajegunle. You know, you can't just go to Ajegunle and be the way I'm dressed like this. Imagine me like the way I am like this. When they see you in that space, what they are looking at first is your wristwatch, your ring. Am I saying the truth? They are looking at you like, this one don't bring markets, prospects. And you can't go there and be speaking Queen's English. Like Pastor will say, the apocalypsos of the Kinney Cocking, you are speaking all those high grammar. You have to learn how to speak the language they understand. And that talks about what being informed, being alert, you are aware. You know the caliber of people you want to go and meet. Hallelujah. Praise God. The first scripture we'll read from that, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. And I'll paint a scenario with a group of guys in the Old Testament. 1 Peter 1:13 says, so brace up yourself. I'm reading Amplified. Brace up your minds. Be sober. By that word, sober does not mean that you should be quiet, like you should just be looking like a Dundee United, like you are just looking, you are not even aware. That's not what that scripture is saying. No. It's saying that you are circumspect. You remember one of our ministers when he was looking for something in this country? You know how he did? Inspect. Okay, I'm on live. Hallelujah. That posture tells that it's painstakingly looking for, okay, But what I'm describing is the posture that you are looking for, okay, what can give me this result? Circumspectly, you are looking carefully. You are paying attention to details. You are aware of the enemy, your competitors. You are aware of what your competitors are planning. Oh, they have a new product that they are working on. They are fine-tuning a new product. What is their launch date? I know for some of this, if you work in the product environment, where the first we call it first mover's advantage. If they get to, why do you call Pampers? What's the category name? It's a diaper, but they came in first into Nigeria. Abi, but that, if you want to say now, or close up, Indomie, Gala, Omo. Give me right Gala. Two products together. Hallelujah. Or close up McLean. No Maggie. Hallelujah. These small details, you must be aware, you must be abreast of what is happening. You remember some soldiers, I think they were about 33,000 in the Old Testament, Judges chapter 7, right? Judges 7 from verse 4. How many were they? They were 33,000. They were reduced to how many? What was the trial that God took them through? Water. What exam? Some people fetched with their hands, and some people did what? Lapped. Now, in these two scenarios, which one requires that your attention must be on the water more? Lapping. But where were they? War fronts. So they had forgotten that they were in the camp of the enemy. So Bible says they did what? They lapped. And you know, for the Jewish man, that picture is a picture of something that is irritating to them. It's a picture of what? Of an animal. Of what? A dog. And to a Jewish person, that is one of the, if a Jewish man will yab you, if he calls you a dog, you should be concerned. But they were lapping, and God said, you see these guys that are lapping, they are not fit. They are not aware of the environment. Hallelujah. Praise God. So be informed. Brace up your minds. Brace up your minds. Greater works. Brace up your minds. Be circumspect. Be morally alert. Number three. Occupy till I come. What did I say? Can we echo it together? One, two, go. Occupy till I come. Occupy. You must have the mentality of occupying. Can we look to Luke chapter 19, verse 13. You see, this occupy till I come is about taking ownership. Is about what? Taking ownership. You see, this kingdom agenda, when it comes to evangelism, don't just see it as a church thing. You have to do what? We have to do what? Take ownership of it. We have to take ownership. Can we read the scripture together? I want to go. Please give me King James, the New King James. Thank you. I want us to read the New King James together. Okay, want to go again. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. That is one of the mentality that we must carry in this year. You must see, your business must be as a mission. To achieve the kingdom agenda. You can't just do business and say, we do church. You know, when we are church, we do church. For me personally, I think we have to agree on it. Like, whosoever we're employing, like when you are employing, by the time the person is leaving, let the person have something. It's not like we are opening church, we open service and do all of that. But you see, the space of time you pass through that place, something should leave you. You should shed off some weight, some excess weight, and all of that. And it's a kingdom mandate. Occupy till I come thing. And so why am I saying this is that? Because sometimes when we hear these things, we just feel like, okay, this is just about church business. I mean, it's about church. Like, and there's a way I would greet Baba Arun and all of that. But what about the security guy in your office? What about the dispatch man that brings inventories for you from time to time? Have you reached that guy? Or are you just seeing as business to business? You know, there's a word to that, B2B. Or you are seeing it as business, as a mission. What about a cleaner? Are we living under the assumption that, his name is Cecilia. Her name is Cecilia. She's saved. Why not just even start and later find out that, she's saved. Not just as a business, like here, when we come here, it's strictly business, 100% business. Hallelujah. So God saved us for a purpose. That purpose was to look at today as a day that the Lord has made, not just another day. I have here, it says, He clearly wants us to anticipate the dawn of a new day with expectancy. With expectancy. God wants us to approach every dawn of a new day with expectations. Greet the day with anticipation and expectation of what God is going to do in and through us if we just let Him. And you see, I'll still come to that point, or let me even say it right now. In this year, to achieve greater works, you need to be plugged in. We need to be what? We need to be what? We need to be plugged in. What I'm saying is that we must walk and live in the Spirit. Don't just take the surface value of things. You just say, okay, you just sign. And you know, somebody say, shine. You just bring the door. You have to be in tune in the Spirit. We have to be what? In tune in the Spirit. People have signed what took them to jail. People have done business deals that backfired big time. We have to be in tune with the Spirit. So the word occupy, this is the explanation. It says to occupy means to be occupied in anything. So what am I saying? Don't wait until you are called a pastor, a reverend, an evangelist or something. Have that mentality. Occupy in anything. It goes for, I say, to carry on in business. And you know, something, the first day the pastor mentioned it, it was later on when he kept saying it that the thing sank. That, let's say, peradventure anything happens. Have we heard that statement in this church? Say, peradventure anything happens. What should go on? Service must hold. I mean, like, that touched one part of me, like, I don't know if it touched a part of you, like, you know, when he said it the first time, I was like, okay. But he kept on another time, he said it. When the meeting, in pastor's meeting, he said it. I said, okay. I did, from then on, I now began to say, like, to me. I mean, like, I began to personalize that whatsoever happens, business must still continue. Business continues. That whatsoever happens, business continues. So, it says, to carry on the business of a banker or a trader of what is done or being accomplished. Now, so can I ask this question? What is being accomplished in this end time? What is God accomplishing in this end time? Soul winning. Jesus started it. And you know the later part of that John 14:12 where we read, he said, because I go to who? My Father. That's the reason why we must continue. We can't close the shop because Jesus is no longer around. Pastor said to us, Bishop Oyedepo mentioned, he said, in the year of the COVID, they won how many souls? 60? They planted 10,000 churches in the year of the COVID. Then, 200,000. So he mentioned one outstanding number, like, but they said we should stay home. That's the mentality of somebody who is occupying, like, lockdown or no lockdown. I can see rich people. Hallelujah. So it means what? Carrying on business of a banker or a trader or what is done or being accomplished. Jesus wants us to carry on business, getting things accomplished wherever we are or whatever we are engaged in doing. You want to experience greater works? You must be fully in. You must be what? You must be fully in. You must be fully in. It says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, it says, be not weary. Don't get tired. In what? Well doing. Don't get tired of coming to church. They say, oh, there's evangelism. Don't get tired of, oh, there's liaison. They don't get tired, oh, there's, we have to design flyer. Don't get tired. Do not become weary in well doing. Do not become weary in kingdom service. Want to achieve greater works? There's no room for excuse. Luke chapter 2 and verse 49. Jesus said, did you not know that I must be about what? My Father's business. I must be about. Did you? That's a rhetorical question, right? Well, I won't say a rhetorical question, but he said, did you not know? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? That's the example, and that was what Pastor Tokwe mentioned earlier, that Jesus is an example for us. He wants to follow a leader that wants him to become what? Better, greater. And that scripture is so interesting. Like, Jesus actually wants us to outperform him. Like, he doesn't really see it as a competitive thing. Like, you know, for sake of pictures, like, we stand like this. He's not saying, like, he wants to, like, we know Jesus now. That's not, he say, the works that I do, you will do. Greater works. And I love that mathematical, it sank, like, equal to or greater than. And you know, for me, when I do like this in mathematics, it means my equal to or greater than. When my left hand, less than or equal to. So when I'm solving a mathematical equation, when I do like this, like, have you forgotten? When I do like this, okay, greater than. It sank. Like, when, you know, growing up, you say, phone japping. Praise God, please. So, greater works, greater than or equal to, that's what Jesus wants us to do. In your business, in your career, I studied in the north, I realized, okay, we're told that, you see, it has been happening for long, that the Kano State government, and I saw it when I was posted to Maiduguri, so redeployed to Borno, sorry. Then I was redeployed. We had our camp in Nasarawa. So one evening like that, when the orientation registration was still going on, we saw buses that came from, I saw buses from two states. I don't know if you have experienced it, people will say, from two states, came from Zamfara. And you know, Zamfara State and Kano State, they kind of share boundaries. Eh? Okay, so what they normally do is that when they have graduates like that in states like that, What they do is they give them special consideration. They will take, the state will take the right pleasure in taking them to the orientation camp. They will do all the registration, and you won't see some of them again. That's one. Number two, in places like Sokoto, if an indigene of that state studies medicine, there's a particular amount that he gets as pocket money, bursary. And meanwhile, in your own states, before you even get 1,000 naira, I don't know if you have experienced, you have people who have experienced this thing. In that state, sometimes some of them, if you study medicine, engineering, law, there's a particular amount, more than 100,000. I don't know of now. Yes, as bursary. That is not all. If you go to the country of Malaysia today, one of the persons who officiated at my wedding, Dr. Obadiah, finished his master. He did master's, did PhD in Malaysia. You see, if you go to that country today, it is as though as it is 98% to 2% of Christians that the states, you don't hear all of these things in the news. They won't put it in your other bill, what that appropriation bill, budget. You won't, it is not captured like that there. I'm not saying that there's a mentality of takeover, of taking over that these people have. So what they do is they send them to Malaysia, do masters, do PhD, they come back, they pump them into the universities. They do what? They pump them. Lecturer one, lecturer, you know all those kids that the way they have it, lecturer one, lecturer two, and all of that. So your level advisor, if you are Sister Paulina, you get admission in places like that. When you go, if he tells you don't dress like this, what am I saying is that these people have mentality, they are strategic. I don't know if this is the right word to use, and they are progressing. So in my school, where I finished from, if they tell you that you can only have your unit meeting between 7 and 10 p.m., you must not exceed that time by 1 minute, or else disciplinary committee was student affairs. They will find you even to your hostel or to your department when you are receiving lectures. Meanwhile, when it is 2 o'clock, when it is what? 2 o'clock, they can buy pure water and just clean and walk away, and things will happen there, and you dare not say, because they are more than you now. What am I saying is that if what God is showing you requires you to have a PhD, start now. You want to have voice, you want to experience greater, want to do greater works? If it requires that there are things you must do to represent the kingdom there, my brother, my sister, we are start. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to someone?
Yes.
Are you being blessed?
Yes.
It is that we must be fired to just not see things as things. We must find purpose in everything that, wherever you find yourself, find purpose. Hallelujah. You do what? Find purpose. Oh, you are in university, there's no departmental fellowship. Start one. Look for some people of like minds. I did that. That's why I can share that experience. It was difficult in a 200 level. We couldn't start. But by 300 level, we just started one like, okay, after every Friday, when they are going to their Juma, oh yeah, let's go to chapel. We'll go and pray. I mean, like, let's do something. And you know that brought us together. Some, like, after one lecture like that, we'll just be calling ourselves. Oh yeah, let's go together. Yeah, let's go together. And you know that it was that fire that it started up some other fire. So you must have the leadership mentality that people that God is bringing into your space, it is not just for business relationship, it is also for kingdom purpose. Praise God. Okay, I've even talked about creating opportunities, not settling for what is available. Sometimes you might need to start something new. And like, not saying sometimes, this year you must start something new. It won't be called innovation if it's not new now. That's the way we are wired, to innovate. And you know, sometimes innovation is not something big. Like, you know the way we see it? We see like something big, like, let me use clothes. You can color block clothes and make it look different from the regular. Just break the colors. Break the regular. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? We break, you just look for something, just break the regular. I don't know how true, but somebody said in the course of the lockdown that before then, a co-hotel were not doing deliveries. They weren't, right? But they realized that the inventory we have, the chicken, if we keep these frozen foods in the freezer, one, power supply is our problem in this country. It means that you have to power it to keep it frozen. So you'll be spending more. So and you don't know when the lockdown will end. So they had to innovate, like, okay, so what can we do differently? I've been doing this way. We've been doing this way. We've been achieving this result. What can we do? So they now said, if Mohammed cannot go, how do they say? And as I heard of late, that thing is still working for them. Hallelujah. Be energized. Be what? Be energized. If no one is motivating you, motivate yourself. Lock yourself or be energized. And sometimes you might need to put the end goal in front of you. And you know you are evaluating, am I getting there? Am I getting there? When you see that, I'm not where I am. You don't need, see, if you don't get external motivate yourself in the Holy Ghost. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. Colossians 1 11. Can we read together? Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Strengthened with what? Please give me amplified. Be invigorated. Let me read it like a Yoruba man. Colossians 1:11. Amplified. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. With some power. All power, that you be what? Invigorated and strengthened. Invigorated and strengthened. It's like the thing, you know, when you say it's doing me. That's what it means. Like what Pastor Wimi said. Pastor Kenny, the way he's talking this one, I said he took sugar. That was what I said. Please pardon me, sir. I said it took sugar. You know when you take sugar, there's a way that it makes you to... You bounce. There's one drink now, they said if you do... Have you seen that advert? You've not seen that advert? What was the name of them? Pardon? Fearless. Fearless. They said when you take that Fearless, you just be carrying bags of cement. You just be stacking. Excuse me. You just be stacking them, like it gives you one kind of superpower energy that, like, oh God, which one is left again? You carry again. Hallelujah. So you must become, please go back to that other version. KJV. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience. Now you see, with all this, unto all patience means something to me. Meaning that there will be times that even when you are doing all of that, you won't see immediate results. But you must persevere. You must what? That's why he's saying unto some patience. Eh? All patience. You persevere. See, and the truth is, it won't happen. When you start doing it, it won't start showing like that. But, you know, I talked about faith. You believe that the vision that God gave, this vision is from God. Right? Then you are getting, it says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Say, unto all patience. It means that you have at one junction now that, can you hear me more? This thing, I don't understand them again. No. I've written this exam once. And you know, you are writing the second time. The third time. And it's like, what the scripture is saying, with all patience, go back and rewrite that exam. And you're saying, but you know this exam is in dollars. I pay like $450 sometimes. And you know when you do 500 times 475 now, the way that thing is going. But do you actually believe that that's what God has said you should do? And what is the cost of the vision? Vision has a cost. So what is the cost implication? It says, unto all patience and long suffering. Let's rearrange it. Please permit me. Suffer long. Thank you, sir. Suffer long. But you know, in this process, there's one of the things that you must do in this unto all patience and long suffering is that there must be joy. Eh? There must be what? If you remove this equation of joy, it won't be complete. You won't get the desired result. You won't get it. There must be what? Joyfulness. I'm not talking of when you are smiling from outside, but deep down, it is that you are sure, you are convinced without an iota of doubt, like this thing, it will happen. Eh? You are what? Joyful. You are full of joy. Full of joy. Full of joy. Let's go to what's that scripture? It says, though the fig tree may not. Habakkuk 3:17. Please, let's open to that Habakkuk 3:17. I want to, the you see that joyfulness is an attitude. Eh? Is what? Is what? Is an attitude. Okay, so this is painting the picture. Oh yeah, can we read it together? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18. That's the end. Next verse. Yet I will what? In the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Who is he? I will rejoice yet. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Let me back up to that other scripture. With joyfulness. With joyfulness. You go out the first day. How many people do you have you want to cry? Nobody go back. And if we will be truthful, most of us, the first day we went out for evangelism, we were timid to even approach the person. We were just bringing different scriptures from. But you know, do you know that the next time you go, you are breaking down that power of fear? You go out again, you evangelize. You go out again, but before you know, you are standing in the face of 200 people and you are not fidgeting. But if you are waiting till the day you get that 200, by the time you get to the podium, you might collapse. But if you don't start from the days of little beginning, the days of patience, this thing is not, I remember those days growing up, you plant beans, milk, the tin of milk. You will open it with tin cutter. I don't know. They don't do that tin cutter again. That you press it. That do you know it, Abby? After that, I will now look for knife or plier. Pap, handle, pap, pap, pap. Open it. look for soil, now put beans, water it. The first day, you'll be expecting, like, the thing will sprout. Like, oh, yeah, now, put water. This thing no show. For some of us that were not patient, you know what we did? Is it still there? We dug it out, like, are you sure this thing is still inside? The second day, the third day, you just saw one tiny something like that, that is showing head. By evening again, you went, it was like, ah. In fact, our biology teacher now said we should be using ruler to be measuring how the thing is. If you don't have long suffering, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, you will fall out. Hallelujah. You will do what? You will fall out. You will give up. It's not that there's no time. There are things that even you, in your own little space, there are things that you have done that some of them did not even yield results. Am I saying, you've put money in a business that didn't yield? Abi? But does that mean that you shouldn't try another business? No! You can't just chicken out like that. Like, say, we unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Joyfulness. So as we go in the year, this equation, I am strength. You are declaring it. What is the declaration? I'm strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. As you go about, I am strengthened. I am strengthened. You are declaring, you are declaring, you are declaring. Bible says, let the weak say, I am what? Strong. I realize that it is not just a mental. You see, when it comes to this confession thing, it is that you are saying the same thing that the word of the Lord has said. A lawyer in the court is not bringing an external document. He's quoting from session so and so, isn't it? But you know, if just imagine your lawyer representing you, and he's saying he's not saying anything, and he's agreeing with what the law is, will the judge know what is happening? Will the judge know what is happening? You must voice it out, declare it, verbalize it. I am strengthened. Don't just be like, it won't work that way. He says, let the weak say. He didn't say let the weak complain or just be shaking head like this. It is what? You say, you declare, put voice to it. I am strong. So we must confess what the word of God has said. Like, things will not look like it at some point. And that's me being real with you. In fact, I think in the business world, that's why they will say they break even. I mean, what that 5 years to stabilize. If you can surpass, then we know that. Why didn't they say 2 days? There's a mathematical calculation to that now. Abi? People who studied economics. There's a mathematical calculation to that. Why didn't they say 1 day? Hallelujah. My time is up. My time is up. I have 2 more points. 2 more points, not 5 more pages. So. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet? I sincerely don't know what looks insurmountable to you in this year. I don't know what your fears are for the year. Can I be real with you? Can I be real? I have fears. Me, myself, I have fears in me. But I've learned that this is what the word of God says. irrespective of what my condition is. I won't use my situation to interpret what God is saying. The word of God is to solve what my condition is. It is not for me to use my experience to interpret. But what is the vision that the Lord has declared unto you? What has the Lord shown you for year 2021? What has the Lord shown you for the new decade? What fears do you have? What fears do you have? Why? What is stopping you? You know, there are sometimes when you are thinking of something and there's a thought that says, but you know you can't do this one. But you know you can't do this one. But you know you don't have this requirement. What you don't have this one. But why can't you just do like what that brother, he shut the devil out and say, this is what God has declared. And so that's what I want us to do. Not just for today, but for the rest of the year. Because you know what? Bible says the devil, he roars like, he does like what? A roaring lion, like, rawr, rawr. What it means is that the devil will come back again and again and again. But your confession must not change. Your confession must not change. Your confession must not change. So I want you to declare from that way, I am strengthened. Can we bring that scripture back? Colossians 1:11. I'm strengthened. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. I want you to declare, I'm full of joy. I am full of joy. I am full of joy. I am full of joy. Can you just speak in other tongues? Lebra kondo subra galabaragadosh. Leko supra katebrendo zumbregelegadebedosh. Makata balagada. I am strengthened with might.